Start your engines and climb aboard with the world's most famous motorcycle talk radio show. Open Road Radio is on the air and heard around the world with the talents of Gina Woods, Bobby Graham, The Dozer, and Ideal Dave. Featuring product reports, two-wheeled sports, industry news, and technical gurus, with celebrities that ride, historical jive, and the coolest events stateside. Get ready to talk the talk and walk the walk with the crew that gets their kicks on two wheels. Here's your hosts of Open Road Radio.
And we are live, and we are at the International Motorcycle Show in Cleveland, Ohio. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for coming by. We are Open Road Radio, and we're bringing it to you live from the Sports Byline Radio Network. Please check out openroadradio.com and find a station near you. And today we are bringing it to you live, talking about product and all the new happenings for the motorcycle industry here at the International Motorcycle Show. We've got special guest Robert Pena with us. He is our International Motorcycle Show announcer for all the series, as well as we've got the guys from Two Wheel Power Hour are going to join us this hour. Patrick and Scott are here from National Cycle, our presenting sponsor. And we've got Infinite Alone and Hoka Hey. Stay tuned for some great information on how you can win $500,000. All this and more on America's premier motorcycle talk radio show, Open Road Radio. Please tune in every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Check out openroadradio.com for a station listing near you. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Fading into history? With new noise laws popping up everywhere, could this be the end of an era? Not yet. What if you had pipes that didn't get the neighbors all wound up when you took off on your Sunday morning ride? How about a quiet set of pipes that didn't make you sweat whenever a cop was on your tail? What if those same pipes also made a loud, throaty rumble when you were out in the open? National Cycle's Peacemaker exhausts let you have it both ways. With Peacemakers, you can switch back and forth between quiet and loud mode while you ride, simply by flipping a small handlebar switch. Peacemakers gives you the rumble you want, yet let you pipe down where required. It's the solution you've been waiting for. National Cycle's Peacemaker exhausts. Quiet when you need it, loud when you want it. Find out more about Peacemaker exhausts at nationalcycle.com.
And the only hotel located on the grounds of the Cleveland Hopkins Airport is the Sheraton Cleveland Airport Hotel. That's the only Starwood Hotel in Cleveland, and it's the closest to the IX Center. With their new pool, terrace, fitness center, and restaurant being set up in March and featuring state-of-the-art equipment and modern contemporary ambience. All rooms feature the Sheraton Suite Sleeper Beds Plus, now available as a remote check-in desk-in located in the baggage claim for ease of arrival. With complimentary transportation to and from the airport at the IX Center 24 hours a day, with park and fly packages available for your travel convenience. Complimentary parking during your stay, and 22,000 square feet of newly renovated flexible meeting space is available for your social and business needs. That's the Sheraton Cleveland Airport Hotel.
Battery Tender and Battery Tender Plus constantly monitors your motorcycle battery without the damaging effects of trickle chargers. Voltage output compensates for temperature changes, providing additional protection. After a full charge is reached, it converts to a flow charger and monitors the battery at lesser volts. Battery Tender can monitor a battery for years without fear of boiling or destroying the battery. Also, Battery Tender Junior, a full automatic two-stage lead-acid battery charger, lightweight and compact size. Trickle charger with the brain assures batteries are maintained after charging. Ideal for all lead-acid, sealed maintenance-free, and gel cell batteries. For maintenance-free worries of your motorcycle battery, get the brand you can count on, Battery Tender by Deltran. For more information, call 1-800-241-2222 or visit your local motorcycle dealership.
Jumping Saints of Plenty, riding sideways on a candy pink fat boy. It's Open Road Radio, ladies and gentlemen, with Gina Woods and Bobby Graham, live from the IMS show in Cleveland, Ohio. Gina Woods, take it away.
And we are live. And we are at the International Motorcycle Show in Cleveland, Ohio. We are with show announcer and Victory Public Relations Specialist, Robert Padnow. Robert, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for letting me in. You guys are so sweet.
We got to have them every time we do the show. Robert, you've seen all the shows. You've been on the series. How many shows to go? What has the response been in all the different states?
You know, this year we're on a 13-run tour. 12 stops this year. And this is stop number 9. And a lot of folks don't realize. They're like, oh, okay, I'm going to go to the Chicago Bike Show. I'm going to go to the Cleveland Bike Show. But this is the biggest national touring motorcycle show series in North America. I mean, it's the same show. The flavor changes depending on what city you're in, but we actually tour the entire nation, and this is stop number 9, and this is one of our favorite stops here because there are some really cool vintage bikes being done around in the Cleveland area, and all the great new hardware is out here, cool vintage motorcycles, and a bunch of great riders, too.
And I think what makes it so cool is that Columbus, or Ohio, is like the second largest motorcycle populated state in the country.
Yeah, that's right. There's more motorcyclists per capita in this state than anywhere else, and that includes California and Texas and all that. So there's a lot of riders out here, and there's a lot of really educated folks that are looking for more information on new bikes, or they got an old bike that they're fixing up, or they want to teach their wife or girlfriend or kids how to ride or whatever, and it's really part of the culture here. So we're excited to be here.
I didn't know that. That this is the biggest
Ohio?
Per capita. Yeah,
Ohio
I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, Ohio is one of the biggest.
And he was saying about the old bikes being in the area. I talked to a gentleman on my way in this morning because I was looking at old Pentas. You know, the first they were like the first dirt bikes, and I didn't know that KTM bought Penta out. But this guy was 78 years old, and he is still riding dirt today. He told me he was out last summer with his grandson, who was 11 years old. And he goes, he can outride him now, but he's still out there. And that was, like, way cool.
Yeah, you know, I think that just being at the International Motorcycle Shows, I think it really gives people come out because it's winter, and it's a great time to see what's being debuted by the new manufacturers, by any products or services. But I think that when it comes to January, then you got a couple more shows in February, you really start getting that itch for spring. You know spring is abound when you're at the International Motorcycle Shows.
Yeah, I know people are itching to ride, right? I know we got a bunch of riders out there. I'm seeing people buying new gear. They're buying their new lids, what they're going to wear, you know, that matches their bike, or they're just finishing up customizing their bike in their shop all winter long and just waiting for that first warm weekend.
Yeah,
you know?
It really starts to give you the itch. Well, because you're walking around and looking at all the bikes and getting your ideas of what you want to do to your bike or buying a different bike or
the timing of the show is really cool. I've been up here when it's been that first warm weekend, and I tell you, all the gloss and the beautiful stuff that comes out of the garage is just awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun that way. What have you seen that you think is new and innovative for the industry? Is there one certain product or any certain company that you think is doing wild things?
You know, there's definitely companies coming out with particular product. I think the new Harley-Davidson Sportster that they just announced last weekend is a pretty cool bike, and that's one that's really going to put the Sportster on the map. And this is the first time it's been shown here. That's just over at the Harley booth. There are a lot of new products out there that are improving motorcycling. The quality of the aftermarket stuff is amazing. But to me, the most impressive thing in this last year, I mean, everyone's had their ups and downs, but it's the attitude of the motorcycle community, of the way manufacturers think about things and the way aftermarket's thinking about things. Times are changing, and the motorcycle industry is changing right there with it. So if anybody can customize their industry, it's the motorcycle industry, without a doubt.
And Bobby and I have seen that. We've been talking about some of the new vehicles.
Yeah,
I
was going to mention that. Did you see, it's down on the other end, and I don't recall what the name of it was, but it's like a half car, half motorcycle thing, and it's like, $24,000? It's really, it's got air conditioning in it. It's a three-wheeler with air conditioning and a heater,
That one's called the Stallion.
That's exactly what
it
is.
Giddy up.
If anybody hasn't seen it, I suggest you go check it out because it is like way different, way cool. I can't believe they got air conditioning on a motorcycle.
Yeah, I mean, I just stick my head up past the windscreen.
I'm
behind the times here, so I don't know.
And that just shows you how much this industry is innovative and how much it's changing and how much we tolerate now.
I'm telling you, it is unbelievable.
We're seeing it in new hardware. We're also seeing it in OEM's attitudes towards bringing women into the sport of motorcycling.
Yes.
And it used to be like 5 years ago, there's more women get registering, and that's cool. And we got a couple of bikes that we'll put one with like a pink stripe on it, and we'll call it. And it's just not working that way. You know, the fact is that female riders are a lot of times a more sophisticated rider. You have to build a product that speaks to them at many different levels, not just a pure aesthetic level. And then also the Motorcycle Safety Foundation and the people on the education side of our business are recognizing that female riders have a different way of learning. With us guys, you need like a hammer and you keep pounding it in your head.
Eventually,
you get it. But it's a different way of learning. It's a different way of teaching a female rider and a different way to market to them. And if you look just in the aftermarket clothing business, the gear, as far as I can tell, women and men are built different. Right. So I mean, it's not shocking that there's jackets being built, there's helmets being built specifically for female riders, and it's really important for the industry to go beyond the typical white male thing that has been part of the industry.
You guys have done a great job to bring that to the forefront at the International Motorcycle Shows, like having seminars for women and men, and obviously the education. It's been very important. A lot of the distracted driving this year has been huge in all states. So you guys are doing a great job to bring a lot of the new and innovative stuff to the forefront of the International Motorcycle Shows. I mean, they're exciting shows to come to now.
You know, I'd like to sit here and take all the credit for that.
We know you would, Robert.
No, I can't do that. I mean, the guys from Advanced Stars, the promotions group, and they have several properties around power sports, including trade shows and trade publications and that sort of thing. And nobody is more tied into the motorcycle industry than Advanced Stars. So it's pretty exciting to marry all those things together. And this is their number one consumer outreach. This is the way that we really connect as a motorcycle industry with motorcycle riders out there and people who want to ride. So this is a huge
part of it. I think a lot of people like it because it's very hands-on. People can get on these bikes all day long, and you can touch stuff, and you can, pretty much do almost anything.
I was thinking, when we were talking earlier before the show came on, and he was saying, to construct this whole thing, and put it all together with the amount of people that are here and the amount of vendors. And we all know bikers have a little bit of a different way of looking at things. And, it's like herding cats trying to get all these people together.
Angry cats.
Robert, thank you so much for joining us on Open Road Radio. Thanks for coming by. And we'll see you. Your next show is in Minneapolis.
Yeah, we're in Minneapolis next weekend. And then we take a weekend off for a trade show. And then we go to Chicago after that. So if you're looking for information out there, it's all available on our website, which is motorcycleshows.com. And I'm sure you guys have a link off of your website as well.
We do.
And, there's discount coupons. Friday night's ladies' night.
On Friday's night.
As you can print out that coupon. And you know what it means on ladies' night?
What's that?
Loads of guys.
You know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what typically happens. But, we're excited. Thank you.
Robert, thank you so much. You guys, give it up for Robert Bonney. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for letting me be here.
Thanks. Okay, and we'd like to thank our sponsors for the show. That would be Ironworks Magazine, Battery Tender, the Sheraton Hotel, Hoka Hay. We're going to talk a little bit about Hoka Hay later on in the broadcast. Find out how you can win $500,000. Unbelievable.
Hoka Hay. I love
just for riding your motorcycle.
Just for riding your motorcycle.
We got some of the challengers here with us. We're going to talk to them in a few minutes. Also, Cycle Source Magazine, Budweiser Beer, Infinite Hello, and CycleFocus.com. Carol King, are you ready to break it away? Okay, we're going to continue right here from the International Motorcycle Show in Cleveland, Ohio. A lot of great stuff, and it is packed today, jammed.
I couldn't even begin to tell you how many people I think is here. And I actually want to get, if anybody's been in this building before, they have a Ferris wheel in the middle of the building.
Oh, this is awesome.
That you can ride for $2, and I'm going to have to get in there so I can see how many people are actually here.
We are going to take the promo in a little bit, and we're going to take our cameras up there in promo. And you can check out openroadradio.com. We are streaming this live, and we will also have video up this week on Open Road Radio. So if you're in our audience, you've probably been videoed, and we'll have you up on the website. And that would be openroadradio.com.
You too could be famous.
See there? See how that works? We've got coming up after the break, we've got Two-Wheel Power Hour, and that is a local motorcycle talk radio show right here in your area. Find out more with Larry Wood coming up.
Stay tuned. Gina Woods and Bobby Grand live from the IMS show, Cleveland, Ohio. We'll be back right after these messages on Open Road Radio.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Homeowners, how would you like to receive a $1,500 tax credit and save up to $465 a year on high energy bills?
Hella Windows wants to show you how for free.
It's time to replace those drafty, sticky, outdated windows.
Hella Windows makes window and door replacement easy every step of the way.
You'll enjoy informative, no-pressure shopping, free expert advice, and a free in-home consultation. Plus, we handle everything for you.
Save money on your utility bills. Make your home look beautiful. And get a $1,500 tax credit at the same time.
Call for a free, no-pressure, in-home consultation with a Pella Window expert.
Ask about the limited-time $100 off-season special and 0% financing when you call. Call 800-583-1931. That's 800-583-1931. Experience the Pella difference for yourself. Call for your free consultation now. 800-583-1931. That's 800-583-1931.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, call the Debt Helpline today.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late fees and significantly reduce the amount of debt that you owe.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
If you have an income and you want to get out of debt faster than you ever will on your own, call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis that I promise will change your life. 800-981-7596. 800-981-7596. That's 800-981-7596.
And we are back with Gina Woods and Bobby Grand live from the IMS show in Cleveland, Ohio.
That's right. We are live and we are out here at the International Motorcycle Shows in Cleveland, Ohio. And wow, it has just been a great, it's been a great show. If you are in the area, make sure that you come on down to the IX Center because this place is just slamming. I mean, it's just very busy. All new products, a lot of good debuts. going on out here. We're going to talk to you a little bit more about that during the broadcast. We've got some special guests from my local show here, Two Wheel Hour Power. Larry Ward and Roy are here with us today. Hey, guys, welcome to the show.
Well, Gina and Panhead Bobby, I want to thank you for having us by. And it's the Two Wheel Power Hour, part of the Clear Channel radio group based out of Youngstown, Ohio. Yeah, we kicked some butt.
And we hear that you've been giving a lot of tickets away for the show this week.
Yes, we gave away 458. I personally gave them away.
Love
you're busy.
Bob's looking at me like, yeah. Yeah, you should have seen all those guys. Wives are happy with me.
You know why? Well, because if it works like everybody else, if it's free, it's for me. So I'd be in line to get them.
Free is for me. Hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm inviting Gina down, ride on the back of my bike. Or if you show up, I'll ride on the back of your bike because you've only got one seat, and I'm going to get close.
She's solo, baby.
What do you think about that, guys, huh? All right.
I'll put you on the fender.
Well...
I've had a couple of girls ride back on the fender.
Anything for you.
And there we go.
I got to tell you something. It's as sexy as hell.
Oh, I'm all right with that. I could see that midnight run.
There we go. Hey, so tell us real quickly a little bit about Two Wheel Power Hour.
That's okay.
Two Wheel Power
Hour. Well, first of all, it's not an hour of God, but if you like motorcycles, it probably is. We've been on about 12 years, and we deal with issues of everything involving motorcycling. Everything from road riding to dirt racing to outdoor events to the who's who in motorcycling. Then we usually have a touring and travel section, which my co-host Roy Dykeman is our touring and travel director. Then we have street riding strategies, and then we do a lot.
So glad you guys are out there doing that, because this industry really needs a lot of education, a lot of the positive push, and I think that's what, you know, us people in the media are responsible for.
Well, we work very hard at it.
We do, and we know that, you know, there's other medias that, you know, as soon as there's an accident, so to speak, they'll always talk about why that happened, the first guy without the helmet. You know, right. So we really need to have a positive, and it's up to the medias to do that.
Well, we're very fortunate in that one of our local dealers, Ray Golan's Honda Suzuki, always sponsors the street riding strategy segment each and every show, and that's where we might give either give you some tips or we bring in some MSF people. Like one of the show presenters today is Bill Morar, which Accident Scene Investigation. Bill's a good friend of mine. I took third place in the loop, so the Lake Erie Loop, yeah, Bill's involved with that. But we are very big and proactive. I'm an AMA field rep member, and we try and stay on top of things. And we just had Emery Sauter on, and, of course, he's the legislative effort.
AMA, yep.
And we're big at trying to push it from the bottom up, not from the top down. So we're going from the bottom up.
Well, it sounds like you guys have a lot of fun.
Oh, it's terrific. Well, I'd like to introduce my co-host, Roy Dykeman. Roy is our touring and travel director.
Okay. Hi, Roy.
How are you
Welcome
doing?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I was just on your show Tuesday.
That's
correct. So it's kind of fun that you guys... we're able to make it down and be on our show. And
now, you know what's bad about having Roy stop by?
What's that?
First of all, he's a former Marine, and he's a single former Marine. The first thing he told me was, he says, boy, that Gina, she's hot. And she's not married. I'm going to say, you know what? I know where he's going to be the rest of the day.
He's going to be on the back of my bike.
Your bike.
There you go. Anytime, gal.
Oh, boy.
That is wonderful. Roy, welcome to the show. And so you do a lot of the legislative part?
Most of the mine is touring and
places
to see in the country, restaurants to stop at, travel routes and things like that. So it's places that motorcycles like to ride, like Deals Gap, Chiricahua Skyway, down to Key West, wherever. We go to Sturgis, we go to up to Lake George, to Americade. We visit all of those big motorcycle vending spots.
Yeah, I tell you what, you can meet a lot of good people on two wheels.
Oh, absolutely. Everywhere we go, it doesn't matter whether you're at a rest stop along the highway. There's always people coming over and asking about your bike.
You know what? I've always said, I've always got people coming over and asking about my bike. And,
it's beautiful.
Usually asking if those are live rounds. And I tell them, don't touch. But what I was going to say is that I think more people should travel. And more people should travel on two wheels, the world would be a better place, because it's just so awesome to be out traveling And it's just so natural to meet and talk to people.
Oh, yeah. It's the feeling of freedom that you have. It's the smell of different smells in the air. All of those things
it's
are...
It's the wonderful people. You get to see a slice of America that you don't get to see in your 9-to-5 job. And one of the things that we hear consistently about the two-wheel power hour is that people learn a lot and they live vicariously through the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they're stuck, they can't go. We represent that faction that's listening on the radio that like to do it, like to be, but for a variety of reasons can't. And I'd like to say that you can listen to the two-wheel power right here on 570 WKBN in Youngstown, Ohio, or 570WKBN.com.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming by Open Road Radio. Roy and Larry, great to hear you. Great to see you.
Oh, yes.
I've heard you. Great to see you.
We both have a face for radio. No problem.
Thanks,
thank
guys.
You for having
hey,
us.
Hey, that was
so
my
much.
Line.
Thank you for having us.
We'd like to thank our sponsor, Ironworks Magazine, Battery Tender, Sheraton Hotel, Pocahontas, CycleSource Magazine, Budweiser Beer, Infinite Hello. We're going to talk to those guys in just a few minutes. And CycleFocus.com. We've got... our great friends from Hokahei who are going to tell us a little bit about what this half a million mile challenge is all about. Hey, if you can win a half a million by riding your bike, you're going to want to hear this. We are sitting with our friend
Jimmy Mars.
Hi, Jimmy Mars. How are you?
It's great to be here. Thanks, Gino.
Thank you so much. Now, you are one of the challengers. We've got a couple other gentlemen that we're going to talk to as well. Tell me, what's your name, sir?
Paul Shook.
And we've got?
Rob Thompson.
Rob Thompson. So far, we've got three challengers for the Hokahei, which is the Hokahei Motorcycle Challenge. Wow. So I understand that it's $1,000 to register.
That's right. Applicant fee, $1,000, and that gets you in. But they're only taking 1,000 applicants, so I think there's still a few applications left out there, but the momentum's going here now, so it's time to get in.
Now, are you guys excited about doing this? That's all you think about. Because I'm going to tell you what, when I saw this advertising, I immediately went to the website. I immediately started thinking where they're going to stop. I immediately knew that I would have to ask Harley Davidson to give me a road king, because I'm thinking that Poundhead's not going to do 7,000 miles really fast. She will do it, but not really fast. It'll probably take me 2 or 3 weeks on that bike. But so I totally get it. I mean, because I started going right away, and I'm not even registered. Tell me about the whole challenge.
Well, you know, first of all, it's really a great opportunity. It's going for a good charity cause. There's a lot of charities involved with it for our disabled veterans and paralyzed veterans. Basically just... you know, to support our military servicemen and women. A lot of money is going to it, but it's a challenge. It's a call for warriors out there to really take up the ride for Harley riders and try to take this distance and really get a feel for what our service people are going through. And it's going to be tough on a lot of riders here, but we're all in it.
This is strictly Harley Davidson's. It's got to be a Harley that you're going to ride through this whole thing.
Twin V air cool. That's right. So.
And I wanted to say that we did a little research and we found out what Hokahei means.
Yeah.
And it means a good day to die.
Well, they're calling it a good day to ride, though.
A good day to ride. So you can. They only have one winner, and it's a $500,000 winning in Alaskan gold, and it goes from Key West to Alaska. You just got to show up first, right?
Hey, let me ask you, have you ever ridden 7,000 miles in a straight?
No. I haven't. I don't know about you guys.
Any of you guys?
Yeah.
Give us an insight on how your backside took that.
We got a lot of time, though. We take a trip. We'll go around the country, 7,800 miles last year. It was fun. I got a good bike.
Well, I've ridden some distance. I think 1,000 miles in a day was the most I've ever done, and I don't know if I could have went the second day.
I remember dragging your ass back from Sturgis, and I wanted to keep going. I'm like, oh, we're going to keep going, You're like, oh, man, our ears were ringing, our eyes were melting.
Yeah, but you know what?
It was a lot.
She was on that panhead, and I was on a shovel head, and we were both running straight pipes. When after the 1,000 miles, we made it home back to Chicago, and I was stone cold deaf for 3 days.
I was deaf for 3 days. Could not hear a thing. I will never ride next to straight pipes that long ever again. So tell us how you're going to prepare for this. Right after the break,
right,
when we come back, all we're going to find out how you have to prepare for a 7,000-mile trip.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Open Road Radio on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
Sunday morning ride. How about a quiet set of pipes that didn't make you sweat whenever a cop was on your tail? What if those same pipes also made a loud, throaty rumble when you were out in the open? National Cycle's Peacemaker exhausts let you have it both ways. With Peacemakers, you can switch back and forth between quiet and loud mode while you ride, simply by flipping a small handlebar switch. Peacemakers gives you the rumble you want, yet let you pipe down where required. It's the solution you've been waiting for. National Cycle's Peacemaker exhausts. Quiet when you need it, loud when you want it. Find out more about Peacemaker exhausts at nationalcycle.com.
The Sheraton Cleveland Airport Hotel is the only hotel located on the grounds of the Cleveland Hopkins Airport. It's the only Starwood Hotel in Cleveland and also the closest hotel to the IX Center. Their new pool, terrace, fitness center, and restaurant are set to open at the end of March, featuring state-of-the-art equipment and modern contemporary ambience. All rooms feature the Sheraton Suite sleeper beds. Now available is the remote check-in and desk located at the baggage claim for ease of arrival. Also, complimentary transportation to and from the airport at the IX Center 24 hours a day. With their park and fly packages available for your travel convenience and complimentary parking during your stay. They've also got a 22,000 square foot newly renovated flexible meeting space that's available for your social or business needs. Call Cindy Perkins, the interim director of sales at the Sheraton Cleveland Airport Hotel.
Get ready for the Cycle World International Motorcycle Show in Chicago, Illinois, on February 19th through the 21st at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. Stroll through the marketplace for top aftermarket parts. Sit in on rider seminars at the Hub and speak with product specialists to get your ride running tight. As you scope the top products in the industry, stop by the Open Road Radio booth, America's premier motorcycle lifestyle talk radio show presented by National Cycle, for a live broadcast on Saturday from 12 to 1 p.m. Central Daylight Time, featuring Gina Woods, The Does, Panhead Bobby Grand, and Ideal Dave, bringing you information on all the industry's hottest products, hottest bikes, and hottest trends. Brought to you in part by Budweiser, Monster Energy Drink, Ironworks Magazine, Battery Tender, Cycle Source Magazine, Motorcycle Events, and Cycle Focus. Check out OpenRoadRadio.com for more information. Don't miss it.
And we are back with Open Road Radio with Gina Woods and Bobby Grand, live from the IMS show in Cleveland, Ohio. Gina Woods and crew.
We are live, and we are out here at the International Motorcycle Show in Cleveland, Ohio. What a great show. If you're in the area, please make sure you come down. Hours are from 9 to 9 today and from 9 to 5 tomorrow. So you still have plenty of time to come down. We're talking with Hoka Hay, the $500 million motorcycle challenge. How cool is this? I got Jimmy, Paul, and Rob that are actually signed up to do this challenge. And it is from Key West to Alaska. And the first one who shows up gets the $500,000. How cool is that? What do you got to do to prepare for something like this?
Well, I think like these guys, we got to really not only get physically in shape, but mentally prepare for something like
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely you do.
So
that is a real hard. How many miles do you think a day that's going to take?
As many as it can take. You know, you do the math, 500 at least every day. You have to be there in 2 weeks, so.
My math was like looking at 1,000 a day. I don't know what you're doing.
That's
you
what I was
take 2 weeks?
To.
I thought we would be there in a week. Maybe we better sign up for this.
You know, I was thinking,
show these whippersnappers.
When you ask me that question, what do you got to do to prepare for it? And I'm thinking really good drugs.
You got to do something. Well, I mean, you really do. Like you say, you have to mentally get prepared for this because, you know, after 12 hours of riding, it gets pretty
very
open.
Yeah.
It does. You know, your hearing starts to go, your eyes, you know, you just, really, you just feel like you're wired.
So we are.
Yeah. So it's a long time. Well, that's great. How can people get more information about the Hoka Hay Challenge?
Go to the website, hokahaychallenge.com. It's a great website. All the information needed on there. Again, it's all for good charity causes, our military servicemen, disabled vets. And you got to give a lot of credit to Beth Durham, the organizers. They've really put something special together here.
It really sounds like it. I'm excited. That's the Hoka Hay Motorcycle Challenge, June 20th, Key West to Alaska, for a $500,000 in gold. Good luck, guys.
Thanks.
The best of luck to you.
Thanks.
Unless I'm there.
Hoka Hay. Yeah.
I will let you know. Thanks, guys. Thanks for joining us on Open Road Radio. I'd like to thank our sponsors today, Ironworks Magazine, Battery Tender, Sheraton Hotel, Hoka Hay, Cycle Source, Budweiser, Infinite Alo, and Cycle Focus Magazine. We've got our presenting sponsor, National Cycle, with us right now. And boy, have we been ripping it up all weekend.
It's been a little crazy, Gina.
It really has. But, you know, we got the batting cage here, and that always means crazy. But what do the International Motorcycle Shows mean to you, to National Cycle? Because we know that you're getting ready to debut a lot of new products, and that's what it means to a lot of the people that come out and a lot of the listeners is the debut of new products for the year.
Yeah, exactly. This is actually the time of the year that we almost always debut new products for motorcycles, especially in windshields. And in the upcoming weeks at the V-Twin Expo, it's Harley-Davidson only, obviously. We're going to be debuting two new unseen windshields for Harley-Davidson motorcycles.
Oh.
One, the Gladiator. There's not a mount like this at all. Completely innovative. You've never seen anything like it. It doesn't mount to the fork tubes. It doesn't mount to the handlebars. It's completely slick.
Are you going to tell us where it mounts?
No.
Oh, my God.
I can't yet. I have to give you something to go look at the website after the V-Twin show.
Okay.
But I'll tell you,
that's going to debut at the V-Twin show.
At the V-Twin show,
exactly. And
it
will be, where will it be for the public after that?
It'll be at the IMS shows. It'll be at the IMS show in Daytona.
Daytona, okay.
Also, it's going to be at all the IMS shows next year. This is going to be a windshield that's going to revolutionize the way you think about windshields, especially
on
custom bikes.
You guys have been busy over there at National Cycle.
Oh, we have. Just a little teaser. It actually has two points of adjustment. So you can not only adjust the rake on that windshield, but you'll be able to adjust the height.
Ay, caramba.
And, of course,
I'm
it's going to be
made
out of polycarbonate.
Yes.
Of course. And it's going to be a custom look. You'll be able to choose from chrome or black for those blacked-out bikes that are becoming very, very popular right now.
Is this thing going to have an easy on-off?
Oh,
you're not telling us that easy.
I can't give away everything.
Well, you know, I figured if we throw a lot of questions at you real fast, we'll get more information.
It won't be difficult. We'll put it that way.
Okay.
We got another one coming out, the Spartan. I'm not going to tell you anything about that, but it's being the Cruiser Shield, polycarbonate, quantum coated with the scratch resistance. In the Indy show, which is right after the V-Twin show, we have some new products coming out for the Goldwing riders. The premium special edition Goldwing windshield.
Cool. Very cool.
Have a gold silk screen on it. Six millimeters thick. Something that no one has ever seen before.
Whoa.
A feature called Rain Zip.
You guys are really busy over there. I'm pretty excited about it.
What,
a feature called Rain Zip.
I was hoping you were going to ask that. What is Rain Zip?
Is it like Rain-X but built into the windshield? Or?
That's pretty good, yeah. I'm glad the name said it all.
I'm not as dumb as I look.
No, I never thought you were. But no, it's a hydrophobic coating. Basically means that it'll shed off water very easily. So it almost looks like the water sizzles off the shield.
You know what? That is a very, very good idea. I've tried Rain-X, and I ended up switching windshields out because Rain-X gets such a glare at night. I don't want to knock a product, but for me on a motorcycle, it does not work well.
Well, Rain-X also doesn't usually work too well with the plastic materials.
Right,
you
right.
know, with Lexan polycarbonate or acrylic. So this is one way that you can get that effect on a motorcycle windshield.
And we know that polycarbonate is some tough stuff.
Yeah, we actually offer a 3-year unbreakable warranty on all of our polycarbonate windshields. So they're covered for 3 years against breakage, even if your motorcycle gets in a wreck.
Wow.
If it breaks in that 3-year period when it's registered, we'll replace it at no cost.
These guys, for the people that haven't been around here, they've been breaking baseball bats over this thing all day long.
And yeah, we can't break the windshield, but we can break lots of bats.
You can't damage it. It's a pretty amazing piece of plastic.
It's great. In terms of how long it'll make your windshield last, the quantum hard coat on there with the scratch resistance will make your windshield last longer than any other windshield out on the market. Especially when you're cleaning off bikes, if you're a hard rider, if you're riding thousands of miles, you're getting bugs on your windshield.
Sure.
You want a windshield that's going to withstand cleaning
absolutely.
Day after day, week after week, mile after mile.
You can come out to the International Motorcycle Show in Cleveland, Ohio, and see the National Cycle setup at the factory.
Yep.
And you guys will be at the V-Twin Show next weekend.
Of course, and
at Cincy, and at the International Motorcycle Show in Daytona. How can people get more information, Patrick?
Well, you can go to nationalcycle.com, just www.nationalcycle.com. You can look for your products by our products by bike section. Find it the product for your specific bike.
Patrick McGill, thank you so much for joining us today on Open Road Radio.
Thank you, Gina.
Thank you. All right, and you're listening to us live coming from the International Motorcycle Show in, I almost said Daytona, in Cleveland, Ohio. It's cold here. That was wishful thinking.
Yeah, right.
That
way
was
too wishful.
Thinking. So we are going to speak with our friends. You know, we were talking earlier with Robert Pandy on how this industry has really changed and new innovative products have come along. And one of the products or one of the great things about women coming into the industry is that there's actually great skincare products now. Whereas days for years there never was. There's hair products, there's skin products, and we've
unfortunately for me, that's why I'm all pruny.
Yeah, Bobby, you know, pruny with long, brindly hair.
Well, what are you going to do? You know, I'm not a pretty face.
Thank God
face.
This is radio.
I got the face for radio. I said it earlier.
We've got our friends from Infinite Elo with us. And Ricky Ramone is joining us.
I'm here.
Hey, Rick. Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh.
And we just want to find out a little bit about the product. Tell us about it.
Well, as you were saying, in reference to skincare products for, you know, motorcyclists, I think it's needed in reference to different skin conditions that they can get. Like, for instance, like rosacea and or the windburn and other types of skin issues they're going to deal with. Open the ailments. The ailments, you know, they're riding out on the road, cold weather and the conditions. They do cause a lot of skin damage. And this product, it's all natural. We don't have any preservatives in our product. It's made of aloe vera, good stuff to help rebuild healthy skin tissue, especially if you have skin conditions too, like eczema, psoriasis, or major skin disorders. This product will help.
Well, and I think what I like about it is that I don't like anything that is greasy.
Yeah.
I don't like anything that's greasy and leaves a residue. And I like that it immediately dries up.
Yeah.
I
don't know. 80 weight came to mind.
Well, it goes right into the skin. You're right. In reference to that, other creams or lotions, they go. They don't go into the skin. Our product is made to penetrate in 7 layers deep. Doesn't wash off, unlike regular creams, and it stays in the skin tissue. It's not oily and greasy because it doesn't have petroleum and mineral oil in it and a lot of other things that you buy on the market, the beauty and cosmetic products, they do. Clog the pores, and they don't really do much for the skin at all.
So, for instance, saying that I'm riding in this Hoka Hay Challenge for 7,000 miles, the Aloe product would be good against the elements like sunburn.
Yeah.
Etc.
Or the windburn, or
windburn.
And or also like cold, dry weather, like it is here. It's very, very cold, and as you know,
dry.
Yeah, very dry, and that causes poor circulation, so people get the rosacea and the windburn and things. And this product really does help them not only hydrate the skin, but also improve their blood circulation in their skin, improve cell function. Their skin will grow healthier and stronger, and it helps build resistance to these problems and the elements to people that have these conditions, like, for instance, the ones I mentioned, but eczema and the psoriasis and other types of issues that people deal with their skin.
I think that you should have a tester, and we should make it Bobby, and we put him on that bike.
Yeah, Bobby.
Send him across country and
see if by the time
he gets here, his face will look better.
I need mange cream. I don't need aloe.
For that, we got our beauty cosmetic NanoVera technology.
We've got James and
Ian
with us as well. So make sure that you come by the Open Road Radio booth. Make sure you come on out to the International Motorcycle Show in Cleveland, Ohio today. How can people get more information on the Infinite Aloe?
So you go to InfiniteAloe.com website, Infinite Aloes. Remember, Infinity and Aloe Vera together, and that's how you remember that.
Now you can get special deals for Open Road Radio customers. Tremendous discounts and free samples at the booth.
Yes.
And a great deal offered online at www.infinitealo.com/openroadradio. Come and get your free sample right here in the booth with James.
Great show promotions. Check it out over here. Step with James and Ian right here on the side
of the
booth.
James and Ian, have all of your great free products.
You guys, they're also offering a money-back guarantee on this.
Money-back guarantee, that's also another thing. 100% money-back guarantee if you don't enjoy our product. That's something no other company offers.
Thanks, Ricky. Thanks so much.
I will be back with more of Gina Woods and Bobby Grant at Open Road Radio, live from the IMS show in Cleveland, Ohio, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
In today's active world, everyone is turning to exercise and sports to stay young and keep in shape. Both activities can be painful. And what about the aches and pains of arthritis and tendonitis as we age? Now, there's an over-the-counter product with active ingredients that can help relieve pain quickly. It's called Blue Goo. Blue Goo is loaded with emu oil, MSM, eucalyptus oil, glucosamine, chondroitin, and other helpful ingredients that give you lasting pain relief. Whether it's muscle strains and sprains, tendonitis, headaches, back and neck aches, arthritis, or joint pain relief, Blue Goo Pain Relief Gel is for you. It's fast, effective, and affordable. Blue Goo, the real pain reliever, is available in the analgesic department. Or ask your pharmacist for Blue Goo Pain Relief Gel. Accept no substitutes. Make sure it's Blue Goo, the only name to trust in pain relief. Let Blue Goo Pain Relief Gel work for you. Blue Goo, if you have a problem or pain, we have a solution. Blue Goo.
And we are back. Open Road Radio presented by National Cycle with Gina Woods and Bobby Grant, live from the IMS show in Cleveland, Ohio.
That's right. And we are live, and we're out here at the International Motorcycle Show. You can check out our website, openroadradio.com. We are a 13-year-old motorcycle talk show out of Chicago. Just got nationally syndicated on the Sports Byline Radio Network. So you can go and find a station. We're on the American Forces. We're going to be on Sirius XM soon. So no reason not to listen to Open Road Radio.
See how she's trying to hit me with that thing?
I am. I'm trying to get over
she's
you.
She's trying to whack me. So I'm just sitting there figuring out, okay, once we go off the air, then we have the rest of the afternoon to play. So we can run around this place and see what's actually going on. And I got to tell you, I had a bag of tacos or a taco in a bag yesterday. That was pretty cool.
A walking taco.
Okay, a walking taco. It's a pretty cool idea, but it worked for me yesterday. But there's got to be 25 food vendors here, so I think I'm going to go and see.
It's all about food with guys.
It always is.
This is a place you go shopping and you check out stuff, and all you're worried about is food?
I'm hungry.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Hey, so there are a lot of different products out here. This is the industry's, anytime you're a manufacturer or you've got a new product, this is where you want to debut it in the winter months, get people excited about it. This is when people start, getting their trips planned for the year, start buying their accessories, start buying their bikes.
Unless you've got
an old one like mine.
That was something that I forgot about because they have, Charlie from Laconia's here.
Sure.
And
planning your trips.
Ohio Bike Week is set up over here to give you information about that. The whole other wall is just all local events that are happening that are in the area. The Christian Riders are here. There's all kinds of things going on.
Well, and, this is really when you have that time to work on your bike. Obviously in the Midwest. Anyway, not for you people out in California. We know you're still riding.
And we hate you for that.
Here in the Midwest, this is our downtime when we work on the bikes and when we get new accessories or new ideas or new paint jobs and plan the trips that we're going to do.
Plan the trips. And then, I don't know about everybody else, but our bikes are all hooked up to the battery tenders right now. And you can buy those and get your information about that here. There is anything from helmets to T-shirts for your dog.
You will find everything here. Because everything is here.
Everything is here.
You got jewelry and patches.
If you ride a motorcycle, this is the place to be this weekend. That's for certain.
Well, and I'm going to tell you another great place to be this weekend was at the Sheraton Hotel. We just want to thank Tom and Cindy over there for the great accommodations that we've had. And it's been wonderful. So thank you so much. If you're coming to Cleveland, Ohio, you can stay right at the Sheraton.
And I got to tell you, they have... is that a queen size or king size beds in those rooms?
But I'm thinking those are queens.
They are really comfortable and they overload you with pillows, which is what I'm a pillow guy, and I gotta tell you, they give you enough of everything.
We'd like to thank all of our sponsors, and our next show will be at the Cincy V Twin Show next Saturday, and after that we'll be at the Chicago International Motorcycle Show. Thanks for listening. If you're in the Cleveland, Ohio area, make sure you come on down to the International Motorcycle Show, right here at the IX Center.
America's premier motorcycle talk show. This is Carl King inviting you to join us again next week for another great ride with Open Road Radio.